This morning was supposed to be the deadline for the latest round of peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. Before they started last year, the American Secretary of State John Kerry said they might be the last chance for peace. Well, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu suspended the talks last week. He blames the Palestinians, they blame him. President Obama blames both sides. Talks have been going on and off, for more than two decades now, and the objective has been the so-called two-state solution, which would produce, it is said, peace by creating an independent Palestine alongside Israel. Now, these negotiations have failed time and again. Our Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen is in Jerusalem, and he wonders if it's time to face up to the fact that the two-state solution isn't going to come about.
I'm in East Jerusalem, or rather, under it. This tunnel is very narrow. It's about, at the moment, knee-deep in cold water, and it is pitch black. East Jerusalem was captured by Israel from Jordan in the 1967 war, and it's claimed by the Palestinians as capital of their future state. But down here, in a watercourse which is getting over 3,000 years old, that is not a view that is popular, because this is an archaeological site that shows evidence that Jewish kings, David and Solomon, were here. And for many of the Israelis who visit here every year, and lots of other people too, all this is proof of Israel's claim to Jerusalem, to all of Jerusalem. It's a remarkable piece of engineering from the world of 2,700 years ago, but of course, this is Jerusalem, so it's about a lot more than archaeology. It's about politics as well, it's about religion, and it's about building states, Israel and a future Palestine. The City of David site, which is still expanding, has been developed during the years of peace talks. City of David's Vice President, Doron Spielman, says everything they found here means this part of East Jerusalem should never be part of the capital of a Palestinian state.
Anything is possible. However, giving the City of David away to the Palestinians, it doesn't make any sense for the State of Israel. It provides the very justification for us as Jews, for our religion, for our ideological aims, for our national aims. And the City of David lies at the very core of that narrative. And ultimately speaking, while I think that we want peace and the other side wants peace, it just sounds like a record that's been scratched and goes around and around.
The site is in the midst of a scruffy, overgrown Palestinian village called Silwan, which is right on the edge of the old city. Since the peace process started, Israeli settlers have moved into some of the buildings here under armed guard, paid for by the Israeli government. I can see there are a couple of Land Rovers here with, they've been battered, they're covered in paint, and they've had stones thrown at them.
Who's the armed guard of the settlers?
The guards, the armed guards. The whole front windscreen smashed. I'm here with a local man, a Palestinian activist called Jawad Siam, and he's been campaigning against what Israel's doing here, which he says is illegal. He says it's creeping colonization of land that should be part of the capital of an independent Palestinian state. And what's more, he says it's happening at the expense of Palestinians who are being forced out of their homes. There have been more than 20 years of negotiations about having a Palestinian state, and nothing's happened since then. Do you think it's ever going to happen?
I don't think in my time. I don't think so. I don't see it.
What's the alternative? What's plan B?
The alternative is, of course, Palestinians will not shut up, and we are not going to disappear from here. Israel should use the opportunity now and make peace.
Should use the opportunity now, you're saying?
No, because it will be too late. I see Palestinians getting much more organized, and the world will not accept Israel doing this way. The settlements are continuing, the occupation is continuing, but we are becoming more confident of ourselves, of our existence in this place.
From here, from the ancient heart of Jerusalem, the city has expanded generation after generation.
In this 15-minute film for visitors to the City of David archaeological site, Palestinians don't get a mention. The Israeli government says a major reason why the talks fail is that Palestinians won't acknowledge the Jewish nature of their state.
Neighborhood by neighborhood, Jerusalem is renewed as the eternal capital of the State of Israel.
President Obama blamed both sides for the collapse of the latest negotiations. Maybe it's time to face the facts. Palestinians and Israelis both want peace, but their ideas of how that looks are so wildly different that the two-state solution will not happen, despite 20 years of talks and violence. If that's correct, the future is threatening.
Jeremy Bowen there.